Lifting the Veil. This channel took place on July 19th, 2008. It is only now, on August 11th, 2011, that something prompts me to transcribe the tape. It will make more sense to you if you are a student of A Course in Miracles. I have included parts of the segment that hold what I refer to as my own thoughts so that you can see how new this business of channeling was to me at the time. There was no hint of what the tape held, so this is, as with most of the things I channel, somewhat new to me. No one has left the Father. No one can leave the Father, for we are one, even if we have these mind bodies. When we think that we have left, we think that we are free of it, of the One. We shall never be free of it or of the One, for it is within the very core of our soul. It is within the very core of our essence. It is one with us. We are one with it. We are all one. There is no other. There never shall be. There never was. It is just one, one eternal light, one eternal heaven, one eternal truth. God's gift to humanity that continues to give more and more of itself with each passing day. Although the days may seem long, there are no days. It is only in the mind of the human that there are days. There are no nights. There are no long nights, for it is only in the mind of the human where the nights seem to exist, to subsist to the day. There is none. There is none. There is only one, in truth, in light, in joy, in hope, in peace. And all that is to know is the One, and it is good. It is all there is to know. It is all the One. All One, all One, every name you want to think is One. Every name you want to think is One, even yours as it relates to the whole is One. There are no ones outside the One. I want to stop channeling because it is very demanding. Something keeps me talking into the recorder. I am trying to breathe normally but cannot, as the words seem to flow. My throat is very dry, and I am getting short of breath. It is just because I am just learning this method of channeling. I recall seeing Sally Baldwin, a South Florida psychic medium, during her channeling sessions as she seemed to speak non-stop. And I remember consciously talking quickly and not stopping, doing the same thing with Michael the last time I saw him. I must tell him when I see him that I have no idea what I said to him. I think I told him I was channeling at the time. I don't know. I don't remember. But this is what it is. This is what it is like. This is something that I will require. This is something that the body will adjust to in time. This is something that the body never adjusts to in time. I am laughing because I'm knowing that the body doesn't adjust to it in time because there is no time. But somehow, I know the process will become easier the more that I practice. The more that I do it, the process will be easier. I continue to channel the unseen. That's not a process. It's a communication. It's a knowing to spread to the world, spread out into the world, into the light for the rest, for them to see through the fog, because the fog is heavy now. It must be lifted. The veil must be lifted. The fog must be gone. People must be able to see that there is nothing here. There is nothing worthwhile. There is nothing worth staying for. There is nothing here. We all must go back to the One. It doesn't mean that there should be mass suicide. Oh, heavens no. Oh, heavens no. No suicide. No, only in mind. Only in mind return to the One. Only in mind return to the One and help one another relate to the One. For that is all there is. That is all there is. There is just the One. There is only the One. Only One in which we live and breathe and have all being. That is the One for which we seek. That is the One of which we know. That is the One that goes before us and paves the way and brings the light into all the spaces, all the crevices, all the creeks, every part of the world. The fail-safe of all nature, of all being. One being, and so it is until the very end. It is just One. It is just One.